flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 205 on KMOX. The prodigal daughter has returned. Trish Gazelle is back. Good to see you.
Hi, guys.
And guess who else carries cash?
I know. I would have. I mean, if there's one other person I know who would have done it, it's her.
Cash is king. My dad always had cash. He would go to the ATM once a week to get cash just to have it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't know if that's a holdover.
Yeah, I'm not
from
into that.
That.
Like, my dad is that too. My dad is the. He's got. He pays cash for everything. He's at Costco and he's going to do cash. And I'm not that, but I do like to have.
Yeah.
Normally, I just like to have 20, 40 bucks just in case.
Have it. Do you have coins?
At the bottom of my purse. Mm. Do they ever come out? Nope. Unless I'm putting them in my coin bag, which I save to either take to turn in or we play cards.
Yeah.
Never used a coin thing.
You know what? I have a coin
bag. Oh, the coin changer? Yeah, we have those.
Oh, I mean, I'm using like a plastic baggie.
Yeah, me
right.
too.
And you just take it and dump it in that machine. Yeah.
You never use one of those machines?
No.
Oh, that's right. Awesome.
I would do it wrong.
Easy. No, you just dump them in.
You dump a bag.
I know.
You dump the bag and it counts it for you.
But here's my fear. I dump the bag, nothing happens, and then it's like.
But it's inside the bank. Mine's inside my bank.
It's even worse. Then there are people judging
you. But they have them at the grocery store, too.
Yeah, but they take more of it, I think.
Okay.
Like, don't they take, I don't know, 7% or something.
I've done it once, but
I think the bank takes less than the
that's
machine.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, yeah. The machine takes a king's ransom,
right?
Like 10%.
Okay, before we start on new stuff, we have old stuff to go over, right?
Yes.
Like the Pringles.
Oh yeah, you screwed that whole thing up.
Yeah, I told him yesterday.
So my point was when Dave mentioned, was it last week?
Yeah.
He mentioned that I had a thing about, it was Pringles, Krispy Kreme, White Castle, Totino's, Jack in the Box, tacos. I think that was it. And you said it's just things you only have once in a while because they're indulgences. Is basically I'm summing up. My point was, and I love all of these things, by the way, so I'm not dissing any of them. My point was not a knockoff, not an off-brand, not a generic. These aren't, like, a Pringle is not a real potato chip. A White Castle, a conventional potato chip, what we think it. White Castle's not a real burger. Totino's is not a real pizza. Jack in the Box taco is not a real taco. Again, I love all these things. So that was, I can eat a regular potato chip. This is really important to me. Can you tell? I'm really into this. I can eat a regular potato chip every day, all day. But I can't eat Pringles all day, every day. That was my point.
Is it more mental or is it more actually, I just don't like this food enough?
Yeah, it's like it's a different form of whatever I like, and I like them all. I just wouldn't eat them every day. Like, I could have burgers once a week, but I wouldn't have White Castles once a week.
It's not the preferred version,
right? I can have I love tacos. I could have tacos once a week, but I couldn't have Jack in the Box tacos once a week.
Yeah,
see what I'm saying?
Yeah, makes sense.
I'll sign on that.
Makes sense. And you have an addition to Andrew's Walgreens store?
Oh, my gosh. Yesterday, you were talking about them locking stuff up. So yeah. There's a Walgreens by where I live now, And I've only been in there three times, and this has happened every single time. I'll leave the location alone. They've been through enough. Every time I've gone in there, the shelves where the toilet paper is, empty. Like, completely empty. Ooh. Not a roll on the shelf. So after the second time, when I got up to the register, I'm like, what's with the toilet paper? Someone keeps going in this Walgreens and stealing.
Jeez.
Stealing all the toilet paper, and they run out with all the toilet paper, and they just let them because they can't do anything about it, you know, because they're not supposed to stop them or anything. This must happen all the time. The three times I was in there, not one roll, except for when you get up to the register. There's a couple of rolls, and they're the single ones, and it's like if someone took the very thinnest printer paper and rolled it up in a toilet roll, it was like the worst. Like, they didn't want the worst kind of toilet paper. They stole everything else, every single roll, all the time. Like, what do you do about that?
There's a fix to that.
Put a linebacker at the front door.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just stopped going there because you can't get the stuff you want.
Right.
And
if you can make it past the linebacker, go ahead.
Yeah. And then you get it. Go wipe your butt.
The people were when they told me, they were just like laughing about it and shaking their heads like, yep, this is just what happens. We can't do anything about it.
You guys have a preferred TP? Are you ultra soft people, ultra strong people?
I like a good toilet paper. I mean, you know, some heft to it. I do not like paper.
Yeah.
I was staying at someone's house who had the worst toilet paper. I was cat sitting. And so I thought, well, maybe they don't want to spend the money on the real toilet. So I bought toilet paper, and they're like, oh, no, I like that kind. I'm like, what? Mm. It's like paper. Great story.
Good story, Trish. Thanks.
I liked your zit story.
Oh, yeah.
It was good. It was a Dave sort of interesting introspection.
That's embarrassing.
No, everyone gets zits.
That's embarrassing.
I had a zit today, and I thought I was walking around all day with it. And I sent a text to Dave. I'm like, how long has this been here? I just need to know how long. He said he didn't notice it. It was like, woo. And then I'm like, well, when did that? Did I just have the luck of it popping up in between talking to people? Is that really how it happened?
And then it made me think, because, you know, like a zit gets to the point where, like, you can do surgery on it, but it doesn't happen just, it has to happen in an instant.
Yeah.
Right.
One minute it's not gettable, next minute it's gettable.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah.
You think so?
Well, what else?
I don't know. I never thought of it.
What else would happen?
I don't know. Because it gradually keeps on zitting.
Did you have bad complexion as a
bad?
Kid?
No. I mean, same as any. Just normal. You know, yeah, they pop. I still get them. You got a couple right in there. Just sometimes it happens.
I had it bad, which is why they say I don't have many wrinkles now. Mm-hmm. Like when I go to mopping.
Really?
Because when I do like the chemical peel, I barely peel because my skin is so oily. So I had really bad complexion when I was young, but now my
serving you
but
well.
Now you've
serving
got young
you
well skin. Now. Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I think I would bet just average at most. Just normal.
I just feel so sorry for kids and teenagers.
It's awful.
It's like there's nothing
people
you can
so
do about
mean
it.
Mean to you
it's not your fault. It's nothing you did.
Yep.
It's just so embarrassing for them.
Why do you think we're so mean when we're young? Do you think it's learned, or do you think it seems like it would have to be natural because it happens generation after generation?
Mostly because when you're a kid, you're insecure.
Yeah.
So
it's like I'm going to pick on you.
If someone else is the target, if someone else is the target, then you're not.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's there may be an element to it that is kind of like survival, like back in the day. You know, like this is how you made sure that you weren't the last one to eat or you weren't the last one to get a spot indoors or whatever. But that's why we have to train it out of people.
Well, if you have brothers and sisters, too, and you're the one who's picked on at home, maybe you pick on people your parents, if they're not nice and they pick on you. I mean, you know, that's the only place you can feel like you have authority.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you do have to. I mean, like when you see it, and I mean adults, you have to cut it off. Like you have to make it clear that's not okay. You know, I mean, there are a lot of ways to do it, but the most important one is just jump in and make sure there are clear consequences if you're caught doing it. If you're picking on another kid, well, then you lose something that you care about immediately and without question, and then you learn.
But even as adults, I mean, so if a kid goes on social media and they see adults calling other people names and that's cool, Like, you know, it's very much accepted. Also, just us talking about celebrities. It's okay for us to pick them apart for some reason. And I do it all the time. I'm not saying I'm above that. But, you know, it's just stuff people do.
Well, there's a...
That's fascinating because at our relatively low level of fame, people can say things about us and do, and it always hurts my feelings so bad. Mm-hmm. But then I'm absolutely comfortable coming on being like, so Ellen DeGeneres, because she's not real. She's way too famous. It's all relative.
People will put it in a way, and I don't mean it. I want to be clear that in the way that I mean it. I don't mean that anyone is actually more important than another person, but punching up and punching down are different. If you're punching up at the president of the United States, that's totally fine. If you're punching down, for example, in school at the kid that's always getting bullied, that's not okay.
I don't know.
If you were going to pick on the coolest kid in the class, you want to razz him and give him, fine.
But why? Like, really, I'm with you and I get it and we all do it. But why is that okay?
Because you're not picking on someone who is powerless to defend themselves.
No, I get why you shouldn't punch down. I just don't know why.
It still hurts their feelings.
Why you could still punch
up. Well, right,
up.
But sometimes the people up need to be leveled out.
It's a big assumption, though.
Not always. No, as I said, sometimes. Sometimes, because who's doing the bullying in general? It's not the people at the bottom of the food chain. The people doing the bullying or the picking on or the pushing around of people, whether it's with physical action or their bank accounts or their influence, they're the people up top.
I don't know. I've never been bullied by someone up top. I've always been bullied by people at the bottom.
The bottom and top is like a relative thing when it comes to something like bullying.
I mean, I've been bullied when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Like you can and be, that was by people who were at the bottom.
But were they bigger and stronger than you?
Yeah.
Right.
Well,
that's what I mean by like it's kind of a relative
thing, right?
They
have power,
like,
right.
They maybe didn't have like money and like influence, but they gained their influence in other ways, like by being big and powerful and intimidating.
Right. There are different ways to have the power in a position. You can outnumber somebody. It could be 5-1. Well, now you have the power. It could be that you're bigger, like when kids. Usually the kids that get picked on are small or awkward in some way. They're not usually like the big athlete in the class who's going to kick everybody's ass if they mess with them. Normally it's the other way around. And in adult life, it's much more about your position. Whether you're wealthy and you can just say blank you. And
no,
you can,
I get that. Yeah, yeah. But why is it okay if we sit around and rip apart celebrities or we're punching up? Why is that any better? I guess it's just my question. When I do it, and I will do it again, but how is that any better or different?
Well, I would argue
because they can handle
it
better.
I would argue better that because there are plenty of people who are in those positions of power that need to be leveled off in some way. They need to stop hearing people telling them how awesome they are. Sometimes they need to hear that they're not always awesome.
Yeah.
Whether you're a politician or a super wealthy person or a famous person, because most people I'm around athletes a lot, and a lot of people that are, you know, professional athletes for their whole lives, all anybody ever does is kiss their ass. And at some point they need to get to the realization that they're not always Mr. Cool. They're wrong sometimes. They do the wrong thing sometimes.
But what bugs me is we put those people in that position, like we kiss their ass, we buy the tickets, we watch their movies. We put them in this position of being superstars, and then we can't wait to tear them down. It's weird. I think that mentality is weird. Even politicians, like anyone who had any kind of superstar celebrity to them.
We love them,
and then we cannot wait.
But then we love a comeback.
Yes.
So this is a really interesting question on this, because this topic, that exists on a, let's say, on a nationwide level, right? We as the United States like to do this. But is it the same people doing both things? Is it the exact same group of people out of 330 million that are like, I love you,
yes,
and all of a sudden I hate you. I mean, I think there are some of those. I also think there are people that are always the haters and that are always the ass kissers. And like, there's a mix of people there, and it's not all the same.
I think it's the majority of people who raise them up, and I think it's a majority of people who can't wait to tear them down.
Mm.
It's a mentality.
I'm embarrassed at how little it takes me to turn on someone like that. Like, if you mentioned a celebrity who I'm not into anymore and ask me why, I don't have a good reason for any of them.
But you don't have to.
Yeah.
The whole celebrity thing, I just been thinking about it lately. It's like, You get paid millions and millions and millions of dollars because you are better at pretending to be someone else than I am.
Yeah.
Like, that's what an actor is. Like, you were born to sing better than me. So you just get paid gobs of money. And I'm not saying they shouldn't. Like, if you make a movie and it, you know, does $100 million, you should get some of that. You made the movie. But I just think it's so funny. Like, you're literally pretending to be someone else.
Yeah.
And you do it better than I can.
That's because we buy it.
Right.
Again, it's like if alien life landed and they're like, so we have a few questions. These people. You're like, yeah, they're really good at pretending to be another person. Like, so I totally get what you're saying. Totally get it.
Yeah. And they're the most popular people in our country.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
So wait a minute. So this guy just saved somebody's life, or this guy ran into a burning building, or this guy got a murderer off the street.
Then you should see Ned pretend to be Harry.
Whoa. He should get paid more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's so weird.
It's because we care more about being entertained than we care about anything else.
So weird.
Yeah. So I said yesterday, Trump was the most entertaining option.
Mm-hmm.
And it meant a lot. Yeah. Welcome back, guys. DGS 225. Happy National Hugging Day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, who's huggers?
Day. I'm a hugger.
Big hugger.
Yeah, it's fine.
You don't seem like a hugger.
I'm not a seek out the hug, but I'm an okay hugging. Mm. Yeah.
Andrew seems like a one arm hugger.
I don't know if people want to do it, so I just like, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm more of a hug person than people think I am. I think I have a generally like.
I hear a lot of people talking about it.
Yeah. People talk about my standoffish nature.
I wonder if he's a hugger.
But
it's
no,
quite
I like,
aloof.
I like hugs enough.
The worst is when I did this to somebody I had met a couple times, but I wasn't that familiar with them. So I was going in for a handshake and they were going in for a hug. Mm. And I was like, why didn't you just do the hug?
Which is worse.
I did it today, too. Someone I had never met, but I felt like I knew her husband. So she went in for the handshake and I went in for the hug.
Did you win?
I did.
Nice.
The hugger usually wins that.
What are you going to do? Arms out?
Yeah, say they got momentum. I mean, you could like... You can go all spaghetti and just
go all spaghetti.
Few
things coming straight for you with their arms.
Few things
like
worse
the stiff
than
arm
a
out.
Bad hugger.
A little Muppet arm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like I'm a fan of like the quick, you know, like pat pat, hi hi, good to see you. Unless it's somebody that you're there's a moment. Like sometimes there's a moment, right?
Yeah.
You know, something serious is going on, or you haven't seen somebody you know in a long time, whatever. That's not what I'm talking
about. Yeah, if they're crying about something, get them.
I recently had that happen. I hugged someone who I know. But I'm not close with, who had just had a loss in their life. And when I hugged them, like, hey, sorry, 30 seconds later, I was still holding them and they were crying.
Yeah.
So it really meant
that's
something.
A moment.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to do our podcast about grief?
Yes.
Yeah. Trish had a great idea. You know, she lost her dad a couple of years ago, of course, lost my mom. And we're going to do a podcast about grief. And we're going to have Tommy Ackerman on.
It's just going to be an episode of your podcast already. It's not like we're starting a new podcast with lots of episodes.
And then we're going to have the chaplain from NOTA on.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I just feel like there's, you know, it's 2 years later for me, but it's still, and Andrew too, you know, his mom. It's so fresh, but and if other people are going through that, like, you can't just walk around and say, oh, I'm upset because I lost my dad 2 years ago. That sounds weird. But if someone else is going through it, it might just be a little.
But anyone who had lost someone would get it.
Right. And that's, I guess, who this is for. Or if you're curious as to how it feels, it doesn't feel good, you know, or if it can help you in any way.
How are you doing?
You know, I mean, I wouldn't say good, but, you know, there's progress. It's slow progress, but you get through it.
It was so quick with your mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It all happened within less than a month, about 3 weeks.
The one thing that bothers me, does it bother you? Like, I'm sorry, I just cut you off.
No, you're fine.
Before she started getting sick, or my, like, I didn't even think it was, like, it wasn't even on my brain.
Right.
Like, it wasn't an option.
I mean, she was completely healthy, and then she suddenly got, like, kind of a cough. And I said, that sounds like pneumonia. You should probably go to the hospital, because she had rheumatoid arthritis already. So just bad immune system. So I'm like, it sounds like you have pneumonia. And so she went to the hospital on my suggestion she went to the doctor the next day on my suggestion, and they sent her straight to the hospital and she never left the hospital.
How many days later was that?
That was like from when she went to the hospital to 2.5-ish weeks, maybe 3 weeks. then it just all happened so incredibly. And then right up until basically the end, we thought that she was going to be able to have a lung transplant.
It was that illness, or she had something underneath that
No, it was that she had something called interstitial lung disease, which is where basically your lung pockets that like hold oxygen and good stuff in them got filled up with gunk from just various things, and her lungs weren't strong enough to, you know, when we cough, when we're sick, it's getting that gunk out of those little holes, and she just didn't have the strength in her lungs. Oh, to
is
cough
that something
that out.
That's detectable? Like if she would have, I don't know, is
gone
that some,
for an exam?
Yeah, like 2 months ago. You know what I'm saying?
That's
2 months
a great
before
question.
That.
I've never heard of it. I actually don't know. But
I mean, how would you
think,
know you had something
right,
unless you were showing
typically
symptoms?
I think when you die of pneumonia, that's usually what it is that you're actually dying from.
Well, that'll be the next couple of weeks. We'll let you know.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Playlists, what do you think?
I forgot about them. That's a great album. What's that called, that album? Ah, darn it.
Machine Head?
Yeah.
That's the name of the song.
Album.
That sounds called Glycerin.
Yeah,
it's a one-word name.
16 Stone.
Yeah, it's a two-word name with a number.
So does that mean, is that about like, I don't know, is that supposed to be like, by, is that a weight?
Know.
Right? Isn't that
yes.
How they smother?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. That's
yes.
a good album.
It's a great album.
And then I kind of fell
Stone
off.
Stone is how many pounds?
You know, when he was married to Gwen Stefani,
mm-hmm.
which she's reuniting with No Doubt, they're having that Fire Aid benefit concert, which for the obviously LA wildfire relief, and it's going to be on Netflix, Paramount Plus, Amazon Prime. But I mean, Sting, Rod Stewart,
everybody.
Stevie Nicks, Katy Perry, Pink. I mean, there are so many. Billie Eilish, everybody, Stevie Wonder. I'll just keep shouting out names. Let me know when you want me to stop.
Kevin Wheeler's cool. even going to be there.
Yeah. That'll be cool. What is your man woman thing?
Oh, is this a man woman thing or a me thing? Like, I would never wear socks outside, walk outside my socks, and then wear them around the house and get into bed with my socks. Or, like, I saw my neighbor letting the dog outside this morning with a blanket around him. I would never take a blanket and walk it outside and then use it to cuddle up in. Do you see what I'm saying?
I do.
Is that a boy thing?
I see the socks thing. I would the blanket. Like, even if the blanket didn't hit the ground.
I don't know. It's not the blanket is not supposed to go outside.
Outside things don't go in the bed, right?
Yeah, like you should. Period. I don't even want to walk around in the house with my socks on and then get into bed with those socks. Now, if I had socks and slippers, okay. Do you see what I'm saying?
I do.
Yes. But I would do any of those things. I would not do the blanket thing because it seemed like too much trouble. Just put a coat on.
Yeah, you know? But the socks thing is gross.
I do the socks
especially
thing literally every day.
So you're walking around your house with your socks in the bathroom, in the kitchen, and then you're getting
Sometimes even out in the garage, yes.
What?
Yeah.
And then you're getting into your bed with those
socks? I don't
wear
socks to bed.
Well, that's the whole point. So that's what I'm saying.
But I would. If it was...
I wear just socks and just one.
It's like, it's on a foot, right?
Could be.
It's around.
Thanks for that visual.
It's in a few different places.
Dave goes to bed like the Red Hot
Chili
Peppers.
It's on a foot.
You should have said the sock doesn't fit.
You must have quit.
It's too small.
You need a tube sock. It's definitely more of a boy thing, but I think this may be kind of a Trish thing.
Huh?
Yeah.
I mean, that sounds exactly, though, like what Ronge and Amy would say.
What?
What you just said. They would be in your camp on that.
Both of them?
Oh, yeah.
What are you saying about Ronge?
Nothing. He's just like,
he's
like
a
that.
Dandy.
He's very much a clean freak.
He's a girl.
Right? We've had these conversations. He's grossed out by a lot of stuff like that.
I just think it's gross to wear your socks in the bathroom and then wear them in your bed.
Yeah. But it's like it's down by your feet, though. It's not up by your face. You're not putting your socks on your pillow. Nothing's going
That's
on.
Stopped her.
No. Nothing's going on down there at the foot of the bed, right? Like, are you, is that ever going to...
Speak for yourself.
You don't know what's going on at the foot of her bed.
I don't know. What could possibly be going on down there? I have no idea.
Something where dirty socks are not okay. This is not okay at all.
Don't you like how I typed out this list for you? It's like pyramid topics, but it's just the topics I had in my head.
Fantastic. I don't want to blow through them all, but...
I know, because I'll be back tomorrow.
Yeah, you can fill it back up. That's what we do every day.
Maybe.
Trish is like, I had
Maybe.
A plan.
Can I tell them about the Ray Fiennes fight we had?
Oh, my God. This is embarrassing for me.
So, Ralph Fiennes,
yeah.
Fine actor.
Uh-huh. Yes. Yeah.
I believe he's been nominated a couple times for an Academy Award.
Yep. High quality.
Yep. And Clay, I don't remember,
you'll have to help me, exactly how this conversation started, but at some point he came up.
Oh, because we were talking about Conclave.
Oh, Conclave, the movie that he's in.
Right.
And she goes, somebody to the effect of, how do you say his last name? I'm like, who's that? She goes, it's Ralph Fiennes. And I'm like, you mean Ralph Fiennes? She goes, it's Ralph. Is it Fiennes or Fiennes? She's not even giving me any. I go, it's Ralph Fiennes. She goes, it is.
I have been thinking this guy's name was Ralph and have not
for decades
actively avoided saying his name for 30 years on the radio because I did not know how to pronounce his last name.
I get you.
How embarrassed would I be if I figured out how to say his
how
last name?
How lucky were you that you had that conversation
right?
with me?
And didn't say Ralph.
And then you get to interview him and you're like, it's
Fiennes?
Ralph.
I still
Ralph
don't know.
Fiennes.
Fiennes.
Fiennes, but it's not Ralph.
No.
Oh, my God.
I would. That would be so how great, though, to interview him that way.
And that's like so not me.
Yeah.
Is it, right?
You typically know the right? culture stuff.
I mean, mm-hmm. but there are other people I have, like singers who will come along that I just don't say their name. Like, cause, until I figure out how to say it. Like, and well... Rafe was one of them that I...
Have you used him now? Have you name checked
I'm
him?
I'm still scared. Because now I still don't know if it's fine.
It would make me
Fiennes.
So happy to hear you do it on KZK.
Well, why do they spell it like Ralph?
He's
R-A-F-E.
He's British.
British.
Is that not funny? I'm an idiot. Dork.
Is it Ralph Fiennes?
I mean, for 30 years I haven't said this guy.
You should have said the wrong answer. You've been like, no, it's Fiennes.
Yeah.
Man, the woke hive mind gets in your brain without you even knowing it. Last night I was watching a TikTok, and it was about a dog that had lost weight, and they're like, look at him. He's down 30 pounds. I'm like, well, don't body shame him. Like, I literally had that thought.
You're body shaming a dog?
Body shaming a dog. That I'm like, what has happened to you?
Yeah.
Did you freak out on the big TikTok man?
No, I made it through all both hours. I was okay.
I'm sorry. The videos of people, when it came back, it's like, it was off for 12. Oh, my God. We're back. I'm like. Really? Like
you hate TikTok.
I just, this is one of the things on my list. I just don't know how long it's going to last. Like, I just want to know how long I'm going to have to watch people dance in their pajamas with their 11 kids or their mom. And I'm not, I make videos with my mom. I'm talking about people who are trying to actively be an influencer. Everybody wants to be an influencer. Let me grab my 10 kids. We're all going to wear matching outfits and we're going to dance to this song. Or I saw like two brothers and they're like in their 80s. Now they're doing dance routines. The grandma who's ordering coffee. It's like, how long is this going to last?
You probably don't even know about the Rizzler, do you?
I no. What's
you
the,
don't know
Rizzler?
About the Rizzler?
Oh, search it.
What's the Rizzler?
On your, no,
Rizzler
search it on your this... TikTok so that you get the videos
I know,
in your
I
feed.
Don't have TikTok.
Rizzler is this little fat kid who he makes stupid faces like Riz faces, you know, to get the girls.
No.
And
Riz
he,
faces.
It's hard to explain. He does
just
like
is this
couple.
Dirty or something? Like,
no,
why are you guys
no,
trying
not.
To avoid?
He does this
explain.
A lot.
It's just this little kid
no,
that's
it's just
because
he's just this little pork, and he.
So do you guys love him?
I love him. He was at the Chiefs game on Sunday.
I've never seen him.
It's just
you've never seen him.
Only a picture that Rach showed me.
I mean, is this just what we do now?
Yeah.
I mean, he's cute. I mean, I would like watching videos of him. He's cute. But everybody thinks they're an influencer. You can't just be like, you can't be the CEO of a company. You can't be the dentist. You can't be.
It's not enough.
Now you got to dance in your dentist office. And, mm-hmm. you know, oh, it's the dancing dentist. It's just like, No, just have one job. Not everybody can be an influencer.
You made an interesting point the other day when we were talking, when you said that everyone had the opinions already. Because we act like social media has ruined the world.
Oh, nasty opinions of anything? Yes.
Yeah.
It's just now we know them. And now everyone feels it's their duty to let everyone else know what's in their brain. Like, I don't need to know all the time. And you don't need to say it all the time. There are no boundaries anymore. People can say
what they
want.
You knew no one's opinions in the 80s.
None. You knew nothing except who was on your block.
Unless you knew them.
In high school. Yes.
But even then, like, you knew their opinion about girls. You knew their opinion about baseball teams. But someone was a dork if they brought up politics or something real. And I know I was young then. It wasn't like I was a 48-year-old in the 80s. But
dude,
I was around my mom and dad. They didn't talk about stuff
like that. If somebody, when I was in my 20s and even early 30s, if somebody in our group brought up politics, I would have mocked them forever.
Right.
I would have been making fun of them incessantly.
But us even having this conversation now, do we just sound old now? Like, or do we sound like kids? Get off my lawn. But I have been trying to think.
But it's not kids doing it. It's our age doing it.
That's a great point. Yeah. But when we were growing up, I can't think of something other than, oh, that rock and roll or those clothes today or, oh, they got an earring in their nose. I can't think of anything that has changed as much as social media and videos and TikTok and Instagram have changed.
Because,
like, I can't think of anything. That's completely different saying the rock and roll today.
The clothes my brother and sister wore offended my mom and dad. The clothes I wore offended them.
Phoebe's clothes
are a little much for me.
I think that's different.
That's different.
Than what we're saying.
Yes. Yeah. We had a wholesale change in society.
Yeah. Our complaints are more valid than our parents' complaints.
No, what I'm saying is complaining about blouses is complaining about blouses.
And that's going to happen.
Every generation. Yeah.
But was there anything like what's happening now that happened then?
It just wasn't possible.
Right, but
it was the guy at the end of the bar who was throwing things out and people just ignored him because you just walk, you tell him to shut up or you walk away or you leave.
Has there been a bigger gap between Gen Beta, the ones coming now, and the boomers? Two existing at the same time.
I mean, no, really. I mean, think about the... especially...
boomers
know,
born in the 50s.
Especially older boomers, too, like the ones that are just after World War II. Like, they didn't even have TV when they were little kids in their home. Most of them didn't have TV. Like, my parents can remember before TV.
I didn't have air conditioning.
Right. So
you did it?
No, we had one window unit that went on when it got to 95.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
I see, though, how you get left behind. I get it now, because if I don't hop on this TikTok thing, I'm going to get left behind.
Well, I
need to get into it somehow. Some way. I mean, not TikTok necessarily, but just the idea of it. And I don't want to.
The only thing that is constant is that it's going to change. And whatever is new is not for you the older you are. The older you are, the new things are not, they're not for you. It's not your generation anymore.
No one's building anything for 75-year-olds.
Right.
Except
right.
us.
Right.
So this is how you get left behind. This is how you can't
relate.
Well,
it's just normal. Like, that's the way it works.
That's the way it works.
You can just do it and join and say, I'm not going to worry about
it. I also think there's something a little creepy when I see someone in their 60s or 70s who's up on everything.
On everything? Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot.
I mean, if you have kids and you're going to be kept up on a lot of things just because if you're hanging around and listen to their music or whatever, like, you're going to... know some of the things they're doing, but if you're totally,
I mean, my parents were 60. Well, it's like you probably are up on more things than your average 60 year old because you have a daughter in college.
Yes. 252 DGS on KMOX. Trish Gazelle hanging out with us. Rach is in Japan. She'll be back on Monday and then leaving for Japan the following Tuesday. Kidding. Just because she goes there a lot.
That's a joke.
Trish will be back tomorrow. You know what is real dickin' is that we were taught in school that we would get two recesses and lunch and PE and art and music. And turns out we get none of those things. And I was thinking this last night, and I was writing this down. And I was like, my mental health would be so much better if I just got these things. And I thought, oh, you do. I'm one of the few people that actually get stuff like that.
Oh,
like,
you mean they teach it and we don't get it as adults?
Right,
is that what you're saying?
You don't get it. Yeah, they
our
just
snow days.
They
yeah.
just pull the rug out from under you, right?
They really do. I remember like my first job and I'm like, wait, so we're not off during the summer? Like, so I got to work all year round? That's how this is going to work?
Yeah.
It's rough. Speaking of school.
Yes.
Did you see that the National Archives are looking for people to volunteer to read cursive? Because they are trying to translate some of these documents from the Revolutionary War. So anyone can do it.
There you go. There's your side hustle.
Well, yeah, it's volunteer. You don't get paid. Oh. But like anyone can do it. You just hop on their site, you grab a folder, and start translating.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. Yeah. I think I might do it. I think it's interesting. Like, it's documents and letters from the Revolutionary War. First of all, I just want to see if I can read their cursive. So, and then, you know, I don't know, I'm helping my country.
Okay.
You better pay me.
I mean, I'm not going to do it every day. I just want to try it once.
I get it.
Some people are just patriots.
Yeah, I guess so.
I am too, but it's P-A-Y.
Yeah, so they taught us we had to write cursive, right?
Yeah.
Who uses cursive? Nobody.
Do you still use it for your notes?
When I write, and I always did, half in print, half cursive.
You know what I was just about to say?
What?
They found that that's a sign of psychopathy.
What does that mean?
Psycho. It means you're a psycho.
Ah, that fits.
For real, sociopaths do half and half.
Are you serious?
Look it up.
You are just doing
nope,
that
Google
to make
wheels.
Me look like a psycho.
Dang it. I think I do that too.
I don't want to be a psycho.
Yeah, it's all right.
Don't get TikTok and stop writing like that.
I like to write half and half. Well, how do you write?
Yeah, probably half and half. I guess
you're
we're all
psycho.
A bunch of psychos.
Like this. I would say it's half and half.
Yeah, probably half and half.
Yeah. So we're all psychopaths. Good to know.
Cursive.
Did you look it up?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what this is saying.
What do you do? Is that what you're waiting
to answer? I mean, I kind of do a little bit of... I don't write a whole lot, so if I do, it's probably some blend of those things.
So you do half and half, too?
Yeah, I guess.
Fellow psycho.
Yeah, well, good club.
You know what else today is, besides hugging day? It's one-liner day. Mm. That's a lost art. You don't have a lot of one-liner people
out
there.
It's hard, though, right? Like, to have good ones?
Yeah.
Sure, you got some.
The hell's that supposed to mean?
There you go.
You're a joker. Ba-dum-bum. You're a comedian. Yeah. You're a guy who talks for
You're
a living.
You're a guy.
Who talks for a living.
I just think of one-liners as a very 1940s.
Like, yeah, like do an
zingers.
Example of a one-liner.
That's what she
That's
said.
That's what she said. Yeah.
That's the only one we
Which
know.
Which that one makes me
it's
laugh.
Really the only
I don't
guy.
Care.
That's
you
pretty
can
good.
Say that it in any
work.
Instance, and I'm going to laugh.
Isn't it funny
it,
how like,
it always works? Yes.
Isn't it funny? It's, like, when we were kids, that was it was like a funny, common thing. And then for so forever, it was just like, you're an idiot if you say that. And then it came back with
then
the
comes
oh,
back.
I didn't know you guys said that as kids.
Yeah.
Wait, did you refer to yourself earlier as Boomer?
No.
Oh, okay. Because you said something about, I think it was when Chris and Amy were still here, something about Boomers. And like, I thought you
no,
said,
was about
oh, that
the money
was me.
Thing.
I'm like, wait a minute. We're the same age. I'm not
no,
a Boomer.
It was about the money thing. Though.
Okay.
The Boomers carry more cash
I got
than
it.
Most generations. But the others, us, Millennials and Z, are all about
are
the
boomer?
Same percentage.
I'm the very last year because? Boomer, which I hate. Because
yeah.
Not because I mean, I'm 60. It doesn't mean I'm 75. It's just that I identify so much more with all the Gen X stuff that I do the boomer stuff. But yeah.
It's probably person to person, though, right? You're just young at heart.
I think so.